This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and has been an adjunct professor for the past 13 years. She also works as an independent consultant for various individuals, groups, and organizations as she continues to see a small caseload of individual and couple patients through telemental health services on a regular basis. Dr. Martinez is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com, and on today's show, we'll be focusing in on, is mind reading ruining your relationship? We'll get into the details, and Dr. Martinez, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
Always good to have you, and thanks once again for your time. So let's start with a basic question to clarify the main topic today. What is mind reading? Let's start there.
Mind reading is assuming what your partner is thinking, making assumptions about their intentions, or deciding that you know what they're going to say or do based on the history between you, a feeling or speculation. Really often we get in fights with people, or a substantial risk exists between couples or friends or people in our families. Most often though, couples, based on misinformation, and that's mind reading, and that's what we've provided to them. It has a place where you make bad assumptions about other people and thinking in particular situations, and we've decided what the other person is doing is real based on those intentions that we assign to them, or statements or actions. And this comes from a belief that we're reading between the lines about what they're doing, and it can go back years and years and years, and the rifts often occur without any fight at all ever happening, and we just know what they're thinking and what they're going to do before they ever do it.
And that can cause some major trouble right there. And I think most of us are guilty in falling into that mind reading game there. Now, you had some statistics from the American Psychological Association on divorce rates and some common themes you see come up that you thought were useful to know. Get into some of those stats, if you would.
Of course. The American Psychological Association estimates that 40 to 50% of first marriages will in the U.S. will end in divorce. And the divorce rates for second marriages is about 60%. And that's according to divorce.usa.edu. Some of the most common factors that we see contributing to divorce, and also that I see when I do couples work, are most commonly communication issues, and styles is the number one factor. We tend to see in research the age at first marriage is a pretty big contributing factor. Financial issues always come up. This can be both whether there is a strain financially, or often how couples both view and handle money. So it can be from both ways. If people grew up not having money, the way they deal with money actually is very different. And one can, now that they're making money, they may spend money like crazy because they never had it, or one might want to save every dollar because they never had it. And if the person themselves is a child of divorce, this actually also increases the likelihood that they will either get divorced if there was infidelity, that they may repeat that pattern. And then we also bring our whole cornucopia of issues with us to that relationship as well.
Really interesting feedback there, and no surprise on the financial standpoint on that as well. Now, what are some of the commonly named factors among couples who come to couples therapy or ultimately end up divorcing?
Well, we just touched on some of them. The most common, I would say, three issues that I always see are, as we touched on a little bit, communication styles, financial issues. And then the third that I tend to see, while this is variable depending on some of the particular issues of the couple, are time together. Time together, time apart, a balance of time, say with friends and social issues, or if the individual is somebody, if we have introverts and extroverts, people that need alone time and together time as a couple, and that can be very difficult and tough to navigate depending on those two personalities. And those are definitely the top three issues that I see with the couples. And again, as we sort of touched on in the last question, the way the two individuals view money, that is always, almost always a hot topic.
Some great insight and great information shared here today. Most helpful. And of course, we're speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is a lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Emotional Health and Psychology and Relationship channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, another question for you. Are couples often surprised to find out what the other actually meant in a certain situation?
Always. I can't count the number of times I've sat across from a couple and asked if they've asked the partner what they were thinking or what they meant in a certain situation. And time and again, when I've asked them, they just said they don't have to because they knew what the answer was. They're positive what the answer was. And so I asked them to ask them. It's a pretty simple question. And more times than not, the partner's answer was not what they were expecting at all. They were completely off base. An entire argument or hostility that had been between them for weeks, months, an anger that they didn't even know their partner had towards them or that they were having towards their partner didn't have to exist because of something that they assumed. And they've been upset because of something they imagined was going to happen or imagined that they were thinking or how they were going to react. And their partner actually came from a good place and a good nature. And it has a profound impact on the relationship, actually, once they realize that what they assumed from 7 years ago wasn't at all how their partner was going to respond or what they were thinking now.
Once again, some good information there. And lastly, does being aware of these issues and mind reading guarantee that a couple will never disagree?
No, of course not. But it does. That would be magical. But no, of course not. But the awareness that we can't always assume and we can't and that we shouldn't always go to the worst possible conclusion about people, and that we have to give people some breathing room and some credit in situations, and that the worst thing isn't always true. Does once we start practicing that skill, and once we take a breath and actually start talking and asking what people meant instead, that reinforcement on a regular basis can lead to greater openness in a relationship, better communication. And after addressing these major issues and removing that factor, maybe, and not doing things like threatening divorce as a manipulation or a threat and a tool, it can actually really improve the relationship significantly.
Dr. Martinez, always appreciate your visits with us and your insight per your expertise. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to tap into your resources, where's the best place online to do so?
They can reach me at my website at drnikkimartinez.com. That's drnikkimartinez.com. They can find me on LinkedIn at nikki-martinez. And I would love if they would check out any of my work at everydaypower.com. And they can just do a keyword search, Nikki Martinez.
And of course, as always, listeners, we'll have these links within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Dr. Martinez, all the best, and look forward to your next visit right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And for all the details, again, visit drnikkimartinez.com. And this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.